And today we're taking a closer look at transporting children. I often ask other parents for lifts. They ask me to help out with their kids, or I rely on family. Many people rely on Uber. How often do you see kids getting into an Uber? I see the cars parked outside my children's schools all the time. I know my friends use Uber for their children a lot. We've all heard stories as well about Uber drivers transporting children and transporting packages and all sorts of things. But I recently heard a story from an Uber driver where he said he was asked to shuttle a baby from the parents to the waiting nanny. So I'd love to hear from you this afternoon about what you've experienced. If you're a parent and you use Uber for your children, how do you feel about it? If you're an Uber driver and you transport kids, give me a call, 021-446-0567, or send a WhatsApp voice note or text to 072-567-1567. Because the rules state that no child under the age of 18 is allowed to be unaccompanied in an Uber car. Now, we repeatedly contacted Uber to ask somebody from the company to come on the show and explain their regulations. The head of communication in Africa, Samantha Allenberg, told us Uber has a no under 18 policy, which is made clear in the terms and conditions and community guidelines. Not more to expand on, she writes, so we will not be able to do the interview. Well, Uber drivers I have chatted to over the last few weeks seem very confused, and I would have loved to ask Samantha about liability, responsibility, and recourse if something does go wrong. So if you have had an incident, if you've had an experience with Uber, I would absolutely love to hear your stories. If you're a parent who relies on Uber, give me a call, 021-446-0567. Were you aware that those are the rules, that no under 18s unaccompanied by their parents could be in an Uber? Send a voice note or a text message to 072-567-1567 or an SMS to 31567. You can also tweet me at Melanie Jane Rice or at Cape Talk. The Uber website says, if a child is using an adult's account, a parent or guardian must be with them at all times. So where does the responsibility lie? We are joined by personal injury lawyer Alistair Yacoubis. Alistair, welcome to the show. Hi, Alistair.
Hello. Yes, I can hear you, Melanie. Thanks for having me.
Alistair is also available to answer any questions you may have. So again, I urge listeners to call in 021-446-0567 or send a WhatsApp 072-567-1567. If you have any questions about personal injury, about your kids in Uber cars. Alistair, who is responsible if there's an accident with an unaccompanied child in the car?
Well, Melanie, the principle is that irrespective of whether it's an Uber or a normal car, be it a taxi or a personal private vehicle, bus, etc., should an accident occur and the child sustain injuries as a result of the collision, the position is that the Road Accident Fund would assume liability. Now, the Road Accident Fund is a statutory body which operates in South Africa, which exclusively was established to stand in the shoes of a wrongdoer. So if I am involved in an accident, be it as an adult or be it a minor child or someone's death has been caused as a result of a collision, the Road Accident Fund would compensate any losses that I may have suffered in monetary terms. So that would be the position as far as Uber is concerned as well. Although Uber isn't defined strongly in this in the strictest sense as a motor vehicle carrying passengers in South Africa. In other words, it's not registered as a carrier at the moment under South African laws.
Which but means no responsibility lies with them.
No responsibility lies with them at this point as far as the Road Accident Fund is concerned, because the Road Accident Fund will assume liability for all injuries emanating as a result of the negligent or other wrongful acts resulting from the driving of a vehicle.
Well, let me bring Kevin into the conversation here. Kevin, you're an Uber driver.
Yes, ma'am, I'm an Uber driver.
And were you aware that those are the rules?
I've never heard about those rules because I had many trips with kids, and it also depends how old is the kids. If they are very little kids, we ask the parents to provide the baby car seater. So
you will transport kids on their own, smaller kids on their own?
Yeah, sometimes, but if they are not going far.
And how young would that go down to?
It depends. School kids or even younger. If they are younger, the distance mustn't be that long.
Babies? Are we talking about?
Yes, babies as well.
On their own?
On their own.
And where would parents ask you to take a baby from to?
Maybe from the crèche to home or from home to crèche.
Kevin, thanks so much for the call. That's Ferdinand, have you had the same experience? You're also an Uber driver.
Yes, hi, yes. I've had actually two experiences like that, whereby one morning I went to go pick up a rider, and I see a seven-year-old boy that was on his way to school, and I asked him, where is your mom? And I could see the mom standing in the balcony waving at me, and I called the mom down and said, I'm not taking your child unless you come with me. And then she got upset. And she said to me, why must she come when she's paying me for driving a child? And I said, but anything can happen. It could be shot or hijacked. And with your child, and you'll get it from my company. And the second time, I actually caught a child in Devonville, and the child was going to school. And he was actually a very young kid. And I asked him, who's the account holder? He said that was his dad. And I asked him, where's his dad? And he said, his dad is at work. And I said, okay, if that's your dad, I cannot drive you. I myself, speaking personally, I did not drive kids under the age of 18. Could be 13, 17. I just don't drive them. I always ask them, where is the account holder? And secondly, if an accident happened, our insurance, like I'm a partner driver myself, our insurance, we pay a lot because our insurance pays for the rider's safety as well. So I heard the other gentleman that said that the road accident fund doesn't cover, but the insurance does cover the riders as well. Okay, so the riders are all in the third stage.
Let me just, Ferdinand, stay on the line because I have got another question for you. But Alistair, what about insurance?
Well, Melanie, what insurance? See, the Road Accident Fund, maybe I should also specify this. What they've mentioned now was parents taking responsibility or allowing their children to make use of Uber unattended. That is something totally, entirely different. Should the vehicle be hijacked or the child sustains any other injuries other than the negligent driving of the driver, the Road Accident Fund would not be liable for any damages. It's purely as a result of that, of the negligent driving of the vehicle. Should a parent, however, leave the child unattended, obviously one would have to judge the parent's action based on what a reasonable parent would have done. A reasonable parent would not leave his child unattended and let him be driven around by a stranger. Should something happen, the child, the parent will obviously have to accept some sort of liability for allowing his child to drive unattended. But that is totally isolated from the responsibility of the Road Accident Fund. That is purely in the event of accidents.
Okay, well, an SMS agreeing with you. Responsibility is with the parents, not Uber, no one else. A WhatsApp asking, what about child seats? Even if parents take kids in Uber, the law states that the children have to be in car seats.
Of course, they should be in car seats. If the child is, it's the responsibility then of the Uber driver to insist upon a car seat. And if he continues with the trip without a car seat, then he also assumes liability. Once again, the test needs to be what a reasonable person would do in a situation similar to that. That should prevent or will prevent damages from ensuing. If the Uber driver proceeds, yes, then obviously you will also take responsibility as far as injuries are concerned. But once again, if the child is unattended in a vehicle, for example, without a car seat, if damages emanate through the negligent driving of the vehicle, of the driver or any other vehicle, then the liability would then be taken up by the Road Accident Fund.
What about inappropriate behavior? I mean, would you file a criminal case against the driver as an individual? And what about accusations of inappropriate behavior? That becomes between the Uber driver as an individual and the victim or alleged victim.
Correct, Melanie. And then we're bordering on criminal activities. Criminal law will step in. If there's any form of harassment taking place, any form of indecent assault or whatever the case might be, even rape in certain instances we've heard in the media over the last few months. And then, of course, the Uber driver is then purely acting criminal, and obviously the victim will then be entitled to report him to the police.
So the way that Uber works means that the company, you know, can you just talk a bit about the structure? So basically the interaction is between a parent and that individual Uber driver. There's nothing they can turn to Uber the company for. There's nothing they should expect from Uber the company.
Melanie, I'm not an expert on Uber itself. You know, there's still a lot of gray areas as far as Uber is concerned. As you've probably followed in the media the last couple of weeks, the Minister of Transport made it quite clear that Uber drivers need to be regulated similar to what normal passenger carrier vehicles are regulated in or registered in South Africa. So it's still a grey area. There will be legislation that will be promulgated in future, and even court, I'm sure, even court challenges as regard to what Uber's relationship is as far as responsibility towards passengers are, to drivers, etc. At the moment, Uber is an app. Uber is not a taxi organization or carrier organization. It's an app. It's an app. And it's in California, in America. So what South Africa, as far as South African law is concerned, the only thing we can do as South Africans, our legislator can only regulate as far as the drivers are concerned, their conduct, their vehicles, as far as the suitability of their vehicles are concerned for the purposes. But I'm sure in the near future we'll have more clarity as far as Uber liability is concerned in South Africa.
Alistair Yacoubas, personal injury lawyer, thank you so much for your time and for your insight.